news stories. The approximate length of this recording is 13 minutes.
News. Introducing our beautiful new tribute tree. We have a new tribute tree, proudly displayed in the main reception area at our National Centre in Leamington, Warwickshire. This beautiful creation is a symbol of love and remembrance, with bronze, silver and gold leaves engraved in memory of those who have inspired Guide Dogs tribute funds. A tribute fund is a named fund set up by friends or family in memory of a loved one, meaning money can be raised in their name over time to support our life-changing work. Once a fund has been set up, supporters can dedicate a leaf on the tribute tree from £240 as a one-off donation or spread across a year. Inscriptions are added every spring and leaves remain on the tree for a year and can be renewed by continuing to support the tribute fund. Visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/tribute funds or call 0800 953 0113 for more information about tribute funds. Or for questions about the tribute tree, email rememberalife@guidedogs.org.uk. Included here is a photograph of yellow Labrador stud dog Marty lying in front of the tribute tree. Our Chief Veterinary Advisor awarded honorary vet medicine degree. Our Chief Veterinary Advisor, Professor Gary England, has been awarded an honorary degree of veterinary medicine by the Royal Veterinary College. During its annual graduation ceremony, the College, RVC, honoured Professor England, who has also been Dean of the University of Nottingham's Vet School since 2005, alongside Dame Angela McLean, the Government's Chief Scientific Advisor, since 2023. The accolades celebrated their significant impacts in the veterinary and scientific communities and notable contributions to research, education and public service. As well as serving as our reproduction specialist, Professor England was also the first chair of the UK Veterinary Schools Council and held a leading role in the revised fellowship of the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons. Included here is a photograph of Professor Gary England wearing his graduation robes and holding his honorary degree scroll. Guide Dogs coins it in after kind donation. When Llanelli guide dog owner Stephen Ricketts helped with a house clearance, he discovered a dusty crate. The householder had passed away and left a box with rope handles full of old money, Stephen said. His daughter invited us to take the coins for guide dogs, but we couldn't lift the box, so we had to carry it out half a bucket at a time. On the scales, it weighed 56 kilograms. The haul, including shillings, threepenny bits and halfpennies dating from 1946, has sparked a competition among local schools to collect expired and foreign currency for guide dogs. Included here is a photograph of Stephen's yellow Labrador guide dog Crompton lying next to some of the coins. Our pups take over school assemblies. Guide Dogs has unleashed our first ever live stream assembly to schools across the UK, celebrating the Guide Dogs puppy appeal. Broadcast via our YouTube channel, this fun and interactive event introduced pupils to guide dog puppies and explored the challenges of living with sight loss, starting important conversations about disability, inclusion and compassion. Free teaching resources and fundraising packs supported schools' journeys. The assembly complemented our in-person speaker service and forms part of the revamped Learn with Guide Dogs programme at www.guidedogs.org.uk/learning. We hope to host further live stream assemblies throughout the year, bringing our key messages to even more young people. Dog ID tags being replaced by Flexi tags. After a successful 3-month trial, we're replacing the medallion dog collar ID tags with non-dangling Flexi tags, an engraved aluminium plate on a silicone band that slides onto the collar. Flexi tags were tested by a group of staff, service users and volunteers who found them easier to fit and less likely to snag or accidentally attach to the lead. Flexi tags are also more hard wearing and secure than the current tags, reducing long-term replacement costs. We won't replace all tags straight away, but if your dog's current tag is lost or damaged, you'll receive a Flexi tag replacement, new puppies will also receive flexi tags. Included here is a photograph of a flexi tag with an ID number and guide dog's telephone number. Congratulations to Glenda on 55 years of service. Dog welfare specialist South, Glenda Webb, celebrated 55 years of service to guide dogs in September. Glenda started as a kennel maid in September 1970 at our former Exeter base at Cleve House, a 17th century manor in 14 acres. Glenda said, "It was an amazing time. We lived on site in those days. There were six of us working in kennels. There was a housekeeper called Barbara Castle who cooked, cleaned and did everything for us. She was with us for years, in fact until her death in 1981. We would put on celebrations for Guide Dogs Week every year. There would be flag days and a gazebo in the city centre, as well as our famed open days at Cleve, which many of our owners and volunteers will remember. They were wonderful days." Glenda has seen many notable events in our history, including the excitement in March 1998 when Cleve House became the first and only guide dog site to be visited by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Included here is a photograph of Glenda holding a yellow Labrador puppy called Jean. A hat-trick of guide dogs milestones in Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire Fundraising Group have celebrated three major milestones this year: the belated 60th anniversary of the group's formation and 40th volunteering anniversaries for Secretary Alison Kinch and Treasurer Doug West. Formed in 1963 by John and Gwen Broughton, Joyce Chandler and guide dog owner Eric Box, the group has now raised in the region of £1.4 million for guide dogs. This group of friends would attend local traction engine rallies and events with a stand and a large papier-mâché German Shepherd, raising funds and awareness. Today, the group, made up of 20 volunteers, continues to raise funds through street and supermarket collections in Lincoln and the surrounding area, and working with local schools and organisations. Included here is a photograph of the Lincolnshire Fundraising Group and guests at an event to celebrate their 60th anniversary. Prisoners ensure collection boxes are in good nick. Our life-size dog collection boxes are getting a new lease of life courtesy of the residents of Swansea Prison. Inmates have been busy restoring damaged and weathered boxes before returning them to guide dogs for use raising money in the community. The task includes cleaning, sanding, repairing and repainting the dog-shaped boxes, replacing missing eyes or painting the features on afresh. Thanks to the dedication of staff and the enthusiasm of prisoners, the workshop has been an outstanding success. The boxes are bright, colourful and lifelike and are being placed in key locations around South Wales. Included here is a photograph of Natalie DeMaid and Ruth Evans of Guide Dogs Cymru delivering boxes to the prison workshop. Jim Grunderson, star of a feature about volunteers who restore life-size dog collection boxes in spring-summer 2024 forward, has celebrated restoring his 200th box at his home workshop in Livingston, Scotland. Included here is a photograph of Jim Grunderson with one of his restored life-sized dog collection boxes. Forfa celebrates 60 years of serving communities in Scotland. Guide Dogs Scotland marked its 60th anniversary in Forfa in September. You can listen to more about the event in the article "Thank You to Our Supporters" on CD2. Our original training centre in Forfa, the first in Scotland, was opened in 1965 by our former patron, Her Royal Highness Princess Alexandra. Beforehand, people with sight loss travelled to Lymington in Warwickshire to be partnered with a guide dog. In 2008, Princess Alexandra returned to open Guide Dogs Scotland's current flagship training school. Both grand openings were community-focused events with large crowds attending. There have been many significant milestones over the six decades, including Pat Miles becoming the first woman in Britain to qualify as a guide dog mobility instructor, now guide dog mobility specialist, at Forfa in November 1972. Included here is a photograph of a yellow Labrador puppy in training, sitting on top of a play tunnel with the Forfa Training Centre behind him. People Awards 2025. Congratulations to all our winners. Our People Awards 2025 in November recognise the standout efforts and expertise of our volunteers, service users and staff, the unsung heroes among us, quietly, or sometimes loudly, doing an amazing job and helping people with sight loss live the life they choose. The winners of our service user categories were Guide Dog Partnership of the Year, Valerie Daniel and Cassie. Cassie, with retired guide dog Gail, kept Val active after the death of her husband. Inspirational Young Person of the Year, Jakob Miotwa. Guide Dogs has supported Jakob since primary school. He's now in college and a role model to other young people we're supporting in a college setting. Outstanding Person of the Year, Stuart Pearce, who also won a Living Our Behaviours Award in the volunteer categories. Partnered with his first guide dog Olivia 8 years ago, Stuart never turns down a request to volunteer for guide dogs. Hero Dog Award, Ridley, owned by Peter Boston, both in recognition of Ridley's service to Peter and the 11-year-old Labrador Retriever Cross's contributions as an ambassador, therapy dog and loyal companion. Winning the volunteer categories were Royal Patron Award, Sandra Bowden, who is retiring after 43 years of volunteering. Sandra has had 293 puppies born in her home, puppy raised 7 pups and boarded countless more. Volunteer Newcomer Award, Tiernan Devine, who has supported the Northern Ireland team in the last 12 months with sighted guide training and becoming a media champion. Living Our Behaviours Award, Christine Collier, an all-round volunteer who's skilled at recruiting new volunteers to guide dogs. Living Our Behaviours Award, Thelma Wilson, for her tireless drive as coordinator of the Leeds fundraising group. Living Our Behaviours Award, Stuart Pearce, as previously mentioned. The winners of the staff categories were Royal Patron Award, Kirsty Bauer, Guide Dogs Academy Principal, for leading the successful shaping and delivery of the Guide Dogs Academy, a programme that supplies essential staff across the organisation. Outstanding Achievement Award, the Information and Cybersecurity Team, led by Chris Collins. The team has delivered a remarkable programme positioning Guide Dogs as a leader in cybersecurity within the charity sector. Living Our Behaviours Award, Darren Pascal, Business Partner Assistive Technology, described as sunshine in human form in his nomination. Living Our Behaviours Award, Lee Thresher, Legacy Engagement Officer, described as the absolute ethos of this charity, putting his heart and soul into every aspect of his role and aftercare to go above and beyond. Living Our Behaviours Award, Nikki Poynton, Canine Health Administration Team Leader, described in her nomination as epitome of what a manager should be, and an incredible asset to guide dogs.